Interior Cabinet Secretary Professor Kithure Kindiki has cautioned political leaders in Kisii County against organizing and financing violence during political activities in the region. Speaking after a routine meeting with the county and sub-county security teams at the Kenya Institute of Highways and Building Technology, KIHBT, on the outskirts of Kisii town, Professor Kindiki said the increasing incidents of violence in the county were unacceptable because politics is a healthy and democratic activity. The CS noted that despite the Constitution of Kenya stipulating that Kenya is a multi-party democratic state and politics is a constitutional and legal activity, political leaders hiding behind the same to perpetuate crime would be prosecuted. As the security managers of this country, we want to make it clear that we will not permit any person to hide behind politics to break the law and inflict violence on the people of Kenya, Professor Kindiki said. The cabinet secretary pointed out that politicians were free to engage in political activities, compete with their counterparts and differ on issues and policy matters as long as the discourse is devoid of violence. He noted that security agencies would not hesitate to persecute the political leaders who do not respect the rule of law regardless of their political affiliations or influence. It is our business to facilitate the political leaders and ensure their meetings are orderly, but it is also our business to arrest and prosecute them when they break the law, said Professor Kindiki. Interior Cabinet Secretary Professor Kithure Kindiki, 2nd L, together with the Kisii County Security Team emerges from a routine security meeting with the Kisii County and Sub-County Security Teams at the Kenya Institute of Highways and Building Technology, KIHBT, on the outskirts of Kisii Town, Kisii County on March 1, 2024. In addition, the CS also cautioned the citizens against destroying infrastructure, blocking of roads and stoning of cars and buildings during protests, saying the country lost a lot of infrastructure following last year's demonstrations. He pointed out that the right to demonstrate does not include the destruction of buildings and infrastructure or hurting other Kenyans. Professor Kindiki pledged that his administration would work with and support every leader to realize their mandate irrespective of their party affiliations.